1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." Some incredible truth today from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Good Thursday to you. So good to see you. Welcome to Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. I'm the friends part, Joey Kroll, and friends, so are you. Good to hang out with you. Go ahead, pull up a chair, kick your shoes off, and let's enjoy some coffee, maybe a donut or two together, and let's fellowship today on this Thursday, this June 18th, 2020, and let's be praying for our brothers and sisters in Clinton. I'm not sure if you saw the headlines the other day that one of the churches there in town caught on fire and actually burnt down to the ground, the Assembly of God Church there, I believe, on Mulberry Street in Clinton. Fire broke out early in the morning on Tuesday, and they don't have a building anymore. And so let's just be praying for our brothers and sisters. Stand with them in prayer as they make sense of all of this. I lived in Clinton several years ago for a couple of years, and so that kind of hits home to me, just seeing those images and those pictures, and just kind of hits home. And I know several friends who live in Clinton that have been affected. So let's just be praying and lifting up our precious brothers and sisters as they make sense and move forward, and pray for wisdom, God to give them wisdom and what to do. And so our friends in Clinton, we stand with you, we love you, and we are praying for you. Well, coming up on Sunday, of course, is Father's Day. And so I actually got my Father's Day card off in the mail yesterday. Whew, hopefully it gets there in time by Saturday. So that would be nice. You know what? The last couple of years, it's been getting there like on a Monday, you know? So it's like, it's after the fact, but it's a thought that counts, right? Yeah, I think so. So I think I got it off in the mail in time. And so hopefully my Father's Day card to my dad, who lives up north in Chicago, we'll get that on Saturday. Well, coming up in just a few moments, speaking of dads, here on Mark and Friends today, we're going to take a look at the faithful man of God, Noah. You know what? Noah did more than just build a boat. He was a faithful man of God. He really was. And so we're going to take a look at his account in the book of Genesis today. Noah, the faithful man of God. Coming up right after this here on Mark and Friends.
This is my father's world. To my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks, of trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, and let me never forget that though the wrong seems often so strong, God is the ruler, yeah. This is my Father's word. Not done. 'Cause Jesus who died will be satisfied, and earth and heaven will be one. It's Jesus who died will be satisfied. And earth and heaven, oh, earth and heaven, oh, earth and heaven will be one.
Jaden Lovick. And this is my Father's world. Remember that old hymn, stand up for Jesus? Well, it was inspired by the dying message of Doug Lee Tang, who was a young preacher in Philadelphia who was forced to resign from his church pastorate for speaking out against slavery in the mid-1800s. In addition to starting a new church, Tang and other pastors preach revival meetings at the local YMCA during lunch, and soon began to attract thousands. And in March of 1858, Tang preached a sermon to 5,000 young men, and 1,000 of them came to Christ. And just a week later, he died from injuries from just a freak accident. And before he died, he was asked if he would leave a message for the other ministers at the revival, and he told them, "Tell them, let's all stand up for Jesus." And his friend and fellow preacher, Dr. George Duffield, was so touched by those words that he wrote the hymn, stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. You know, friend, we live in a day and age where it's pretty hard to live for Jesus. Difficult to raise your kids in the Lord when sports and everything else is scheduled on a Sunday or Wednesday. It's difficult to raise your kids up in the Lord when the world tries to sway them, conform them, and convert them. And so today we're going to take a look at a man of God who was faithful to the Lord despite the people, despite the culture, despite the generation around him. And today we're going to take a look at Noah, the faithful man of God. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and head on over to Genesis chapter 6. We're going to take a look at verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. It says, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. "Now the earth was corrupt in the sight of the Lord, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end to all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. The breadth, 50 cubits. And its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubit above. And set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with the lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die." Wow. You know, when we look at the life of Noah, let me tell you something, dear friend. He did more than just build a boat. He did more. When we look at his life, we realize, wow, he is a faithful man of God. Let's look really quick at some of the hurdles of Noah. First of all, he raised his family in a time of extreme wickedness. Verse 5 says, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intention of thoughts, of the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. Think about that. Every thought, every idea, every motive, every imagination, every deed, every thought was an expression of the fallenness of man and the depravity of man. He had that going on around him, and so he not only tried to live for the Lord and raise his family in a time of extreme wickedness, but friend, there was this is also a time of extreme violence. Verse 11 says, "Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence." Violence. Extreme wickedness and violence. And I'll tell you what, it is hard to live for the Lord when everyone else is not. It's hard to live for Jesus when the world around you is so, so tempting. Temptation everywhere. It's hard to go this way while everybody is going that way. But Noah was faithful. And so those are some of the hurdles of Noah. But friend, we also see the walk of Noah. Verse 9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. You know, the Bible says he was a righteous man. That does not mean he was perfect. I mean, if you study his life later, you realize he was not perfect. But friend, that means he sought to honor the Lord. He sought to honor the Lord. You know, friend, even in our own strength today in 2020, we will still fail when we try to pursue holiness. We're still in the flesh. We're still in the world. Satan loves to trip us up. I mean, even in our pursuit of holiness, we're still going to fail. We're still going to fall short. So the Bible says he was a righteous man. He sought to honor the Lord. But friend, he was also a blameless man. That doesn't mean he never did wrong. This again means he lived a life in such a way where he sought to be blameless before the Lord. Noah wanted to live by God's standards and by God's law because of his love for him. He wasn't just righteous and blameless, but the Bible says in verse 9 that he was righteous and blameless, listen to this, in his generation. That same generation that we just talked about, that same generation that did evil continually in the eyes of the Lord. Friend, Noah remained faithful to the Lord. So we see some of the hurdles of Noah. We see that Noah walked with God, but also we see the witnessing of Noah. You know, you ever hear that's the story of Noah and the ark, like on TV or in a movie? And it always shared Noah was talking about, come on in the ark, come on in the ark. If you want to be saved, there's going to be flood. And you know, if you look at the Genesis account, it's like, where's that at? I don't see that. Well, if you head on over to 2 Peter chapter 2, starting, I think, in verse 5, it's talking about false prophets, false teachers, and judgment. And it says in verse 4 of 2 Peter 2, 4, it says, "For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly." Did you catch that? Noah was a herald of righteousness. The word herald means preacher. Think about this, friend. When you study the word of God, God never sends judgment without first sending a warning. Now, I don't know if Noah had revival meetings telling people about the judgment. I don't know if he had evangelistic rallies each night at the ark. I have no idea, but I'm sure the people watching Noah build this extremely large boat over all those years must have wondered, Noah, what are you doing? What are you building? For Noah, by his actions and most likely by his words, he was a preacher of righteousness. Friend, God never sends judgment without first sending a warning. This was a man who was faithful to the Lord, lived in a godless society, also preached when nobody wanted to listen. This man was faithful to the Lord. And finally, with Noah here, we see, of course, we saw some of the hurdles of Noah. We saw the walk of Noah. We see the witnessing of Noah. But, friend, we also see the winning of Noah's family. Look at Genesis chapter 7. In verse 6, Genesis 7, 6 says, "Now Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came upon the earth, and Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Friend, when the rains fell and the rest of the world perished, they were saved." His family was saved. See, friend, the greatest accomplishment for a father today, the greatest accomplishment for man today is not how many letters he has after his name. It's not how many books he has written. It's not how much money he's made or how much money he's going to leave for his family. But the greatest accomplishment for any man, any father, any husband is that he would lead his family to Jesus. Friend, when it's all said and done, will your children follow your faith? I know their decision is purely between them and the Lord, but I also know that they may base what they do on what they see in your life. I tell my kids often that my number one concern in their life is not what they do for a living. It's not how much money they make. It's not how big of a house they have. Not how fancy of a car they drive. My greatest concern for my kids is that they are following the Lord in their life. My greatest gift that I can leave for my family is not some money in a bank. It's not some insurance policy. It's not some very small royalties from a couple of books I've written. It's not some collectibles I may have. Friend, the greatest gift that I can give and leave my family is a godly heritage. Godly heritage. See, friend, Noah, he did more than just build a boat. He was faithful to the Lord when no one else was. He was faithful to leading his family to the Lord. And he stood for the Lord when no one else would. Friend, we need to do likewise. We need to make sure that we are standing for the Lord, that we are living for the Lord, even if we stand alone.
We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our mind. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight until He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Choose you this day. Tell me, who will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve.
Serve Him, 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 serve
Chosen Ones, and a song taken straight from Scripture from Joshua 24, As for me and my house. Friend, I hope you lead your family well. If you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it at our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org. You can go back and re-listen to it, maybe even share it with a friend. It's under the archived program section right there on the right-hand side at greatnewsradio.org. And consider, as we continue on here in the month of June, sending in a gift of support. That works as well. We are on the air because of the generosity of our wonderful, wonderful listeners. So thank you for remembering this radio ministry at greatnewsradio.org. Well, don't forget, tune in tomorrow morning to Mark and Friends bright and early at 7:32. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day weekend.
This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks, of trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, and let me never forget that though the wrong seems often so strong, God is the ruler, yeah. This is my Father's word. Jesus, you died, we'll be satisfied.